Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Brothers and sisters, you can't trust in your own strength and your own power. We weren't meant to do it on our own. But the Lord has given you a weapon like no other, His Word.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the Word.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan, the deceiver, the destroyer, and the trickster. And Luke 10:19, and the other said, Jesus said, he is the enemy. But you know, I want you to listen to this. You might want to write some of these down. Jesus said, he is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I'll say that again. He is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I have given you the power to crush his snakes and scorpions under your feet. And nothing, and I capitalized that, nothing, he says, will hurt you. He said, even the spirits obey you, and you can be happy, he said.
Yes.
Not because you have this power. You don't want to be happy because you have this power. He says, but you want to be happy. He said, you're happy because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And according to Colossians 1:13, it says here that he has rescued you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise the Lord. And my point is, yes, there is a thief. There's a liar and a deceiver out there looking to destroy you. As long as we're here on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I are going to have an enemy that is angry. The Bible says he's angry because he knows he is short on time. It tells you that in Revelation 12:12. In verse 12 in the English Easy Read Version said, so rejoice you heavens and all who live there. He said, but it will be terrible for the earth and sea. He said, because the devil has gone down to you and he is filled with anger. He knows he doesn't have much time. So he's filled with anger. But the good news is we have authority over our enemy. We have authority over our enemy. We just need to read Luke 10:19, and we also have the favor of God. And in Psalms 44:3, in the God Word translation, it says, it was not with their swords that took possession of the land. They did not gain victory with their own strength. It was your right hand, talking about God, your right hand, your arm, and the light of your presence that did it, because you were pleased with them. This was David talking to the Lord about how he had crushed the enemies of his ancestors. And David said in verse 5, he said, only by your power can we push back our enemies.
Yes.
Only in your name can we trample our foes.
Yes.
David said, I do not trust in my bow. I do not count on my sword, he said, to save me. He never has. And brothers and sisters, and neither can you trust in your abilities either. You can't trust in your own strength and your own power.
Right.
You cannot do it on your own. We weren't meant to do it on our own. And I hope you're hearing me.
Yes,
but the Lord has given you a weapon like no other. His word is your sword. His word is your sword. And the name of Jesus, it tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. It says that I have a sword that I carry with me sometime that my husband is going home to be with the Lord, I guess maybe 20-some years now, 23 years ago. But the Lord, 7 years later, the Lord blessed me with another mate. So God is good. God is good. You know, it's like I was saying before, you need someone. He brought someone to run the race with me. He had plans for me. He's got plans for you too. He says so in Jeremiah 23:19. He said, I know the plans for you. He says, and they're to do you good and not evil, but to give you hope for a good end. Or in some translation says, an expected end. You know, so he's going to bring you somebody to help you run the race. He'll bring somebody to help you have a prayer partner. You don't have to run this race by yourself, and you don't want to. I mean, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. But you're more dangerous. You're more dangerous. The Bible says that he just said you had more power. You have power and authority. And Satan has power, but he has no authority. You know, he doesn't have any legal rights either. Okay? And so we have to keep in mind that when he's bringing stuff on us, that he's illegally trespassing. And you can command him to cease and desist. And to cease and desist, what that means, you know, it's associated with anything that illegal is attacking you that's illegal. And you command him to cease and desist in all attempts to bring any kind of destruction against you. You know, if he's trying to bring sickness on you or poverty on you, you know, you can say, Satan, I command you to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. You have no authority here. And I take authority over you, and I command you to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. So we have to use the authority that we've been given. The word is our sword. It's our tongue. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that in Revelations, that when he comes back, you know, his tongue and the blood will flow up to the horse's bridle when he comes back. That's a lot of blood. You know, we need to start thinking about some of these things. I know that I teach on a lot of these things and probably more and more. But like I said, Satan, he's angry because he's short of time. Then we have to know that we're short of time too. You know, and the Lord is counting on us. He is blessing us all the time. He's loving us, protecting us, blessing us. And the least we can do, at least witness, be a witness to somebody, even if you don't even have to know the person, but you can be kind to them. That's a witness. The things that you say and do and the way your behavior lets people know where Jesus lives in you. I can tell when I'm against somebody that has a different spirit than me. And I can tell when somebody's with, you know, I'm with somebody that's got the same spirit. You know, because we have the Holy Spirit lives in us. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, that's where he lives here. And we know this. You know, I believe that Jesus is returning soon. And he wants me to let you know that he is here for you and that you're not alone, that he'll protect you just like God protected the Israelites in the desert. In Exodus 13, verse 21 through 22 in a New Living Bible, it tells you how the Lord went ahead of the Israelites, how he guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and how he provided light for them at night with a pillar of fire, so it would allow them to travel by day or by night. It was through this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that God was reassuring his people that he was present and guiding them and providing for them. It was his reassurance. Saints, he's still fighting our battles for us today, and he's still providing for us. And we need not forget that. The Israelites did not see God directly, but they saw a form of his glory, which was shrouded by the cloud and the fire. A form of his glory was in that fire and in that cloud. In Nehemiah 9:19, it says, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. He said, by day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. Saints, God will move heaven and earth for his children, for his elect. He will always be here for us. He really will move heaven and earth for you. And he will provide things for you He's the same God. The Bible says he's the same God today as he was yesterday or 2,000 years ago. He says, I never change. In Malachi, he says, I change not.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.